All right, let me jump on into the Right Side Way opening monologue, and I'll remind you guys that every single day, attorney Stan McDonald is the sponsor of the Right Side Way monologue. Partner at the law firm of Wilmer & Lee up in Huntsville, Stan McDonald, a 30-year veteran in the practice of law, and I'll tell you more about him in just a minute, but just know this, he is your Right Side Way monologue sponsor. All right, so let me make a statement, and I'll just say it emphatically and very succinctly. State legislatures are incredibly important. They are. I mean, I said before that I only thought I knew the impact that a well-run state legislature could have before I ran for state senate myself. But when I actually got elected and sent to the state capitol, I became keenly aware of how much each state house and senate body can accomplish if they really set their minds to it. Or for that matter, how much they could screw up. All right, so this is that time of year, that season in nearly every state where the members of the respective state legislative branches gather for the annual regular session. And there's a few of them in special sessions. Florida right now is staring at a special session on immigration. Tennessee is in a special session on school choice. Alabama goes into regular session next week. Laws are going to be passed, taxes will be either raised or lowered or ignored. Budgets will be debated and hopefully balanced, and a myriad of other things the state needs done. And look, we talk all the time about what happens in Congress, right? We do. What the U.S. Senate is doing. But have you ever paid attention, I mean like really paid attention, to the folks that decide everything from your local tax laws, education funding, Medicaid, criminal penalties in prisons, or whether or not your state will ban transgender treatments on minors? All of that and more is decided for you every year by folks who just live and work right there in your own hometown. And then they drive periodically to their state capital, make it law. Well, right now, every state in the Southeast has a Republican supermajority in their state house, and they're on the verge of blowing it. Some of them are absolutely on the verge of blowing it. So let me ask you a question. You ever been in one of those no-lose situations? I mean, we've all seen no-win situations, but have you ever had the times and the stars aligned and you find yourself looking at your own personal situation and you think, okay, why would I not? I'll be honest, that's actually the way I pray sometimes. When I'm seeking the Lord's guidance on something, it often starts out with asking for wisdom, and sometimes those prayers are, Lord, should I? And I might seek outside counsel from a godly friend or a family member or my wife. But sometimes the events on the ground swirl together, and I find myself having to switch my prayers to, Lord, why would I not? And when that happens, when the decisions seem really obvious, I have to measure them against what I know of God's will, His character, His word, and make sure they're not just distractions. But then I find myself sometimes looking it all over it and honestly asking for God's intervention, asking Him just to go ahead and shut the door if He doesn't want me to do it because everything says I should. And I get down to praying, Lord, why would I not? I mean, sometimes the big decisions are actually the easiest ones. The facts and the circumstances just line up in such a way that you look at yourself in the mirror and you realize there's nothing to lose and everything to gain. Like when I asked Charlene to marry me 39 years ago, it was actually a no-brainer. I had no money, no job, I was still in school, I was only 21, but hey, I knew the upside, right? I'd be married to her, why would I not? When I went to Army Ranger School, I had no advance notice, no train-up, a slot opened up with 6 days' notice, I wanted to do it. It was the only shot I was ever going to get. Why would I not? When the day came that I was asked to go to consider running for the state Senate, well, I reviewed the opportunity, Charlene and I talked about it, we believed in it, and it came down to why would I not? When I decided to start my own law firm, we sat on the couch at home one night and could not find a reason why not to do it. We couldn't find one. And it became a prayer of, okay, Lord, why would we not? And this show, I'll be honest with you, this show is like that. Right Side Radio, which has grown into a full-blown media company with podcasts and everything. Well, just like that, the opportunity arose. It ain't easy. It involves change, getting out of my comfort zone. But there was really nothing to lose, it felt like. And it came down to, why would I not? Okay. Now, you might look at those things and say, well, those weren't really no-lose situations. They could have gone badly, sure. But not really. Because if they hadn't worked out, like marriage, ranger school, Senate, law practice, this radio show, what would I have lost? What would I have lost by not trying? No real changes, but a life filled with experiences. In the end, each one of those and other decisions like them have paid off more than I could have ever asked or imagined. But there's also times, though, I'll be honest with you, and I saw it when I was in the state Senate myself. There are times when the elected leaders of our states need to think along the same lines. They need to think along the lines of, okay, why would we not? Like right now, state legislatures are convening. They've been given a golden opportunity. Y'all, They are in the middle of one of the most dynamic conservative movements in modern history, a time when the public sentiment has swung decidedly in the favor of conservative values, conservative principles, conservative politicians. What happened in the recent election cycle was not just a wave, and it was not just for D.C. It was a tsunami, and it's for the states, too. There's no doubt in my mind that any state Republican supermajority could act in a decisive and deliberate manner right now to enact all the things they say they stand for, the things our state voters actually gave them a supermajority for, and actually get some major stuff done. And I have to look at it and go, why would you not? But take Florida. Florida right now. We're watching as the Republican supermajority down there is pushing back on Governor DeSantis' call for state-level immigration laws. They actually took the bill he proposed, put forward by his administration, and then they watered it down. Why would they do that? They even went so far as to strip the governor of Florida of his enforcement powers on state-level illegal immigration and give it, inexplicably, to the Florida Secretary of Agriculture. Huh. They have a mandate, y'all. They have an opportunity. They can pass whatever they want to pass, but they choose, apparently, to get squishy. Have they not seen the overwhelming national sentiment? Have they not heard their constituents' calls? Have they not seen that immigration reform in their Florida capital could actually work? Why would they not? How about Tennessee, where we're on right now in Chattanooga? In Tennessee, Governor Bill Lee has called the State House and Senate into a special session on major school choice legislation. Well, Tennessee, like Alabama, it needs reforms to its education system. Parents deserve to be given the ability to determine what is best for their child's educational needs without being bound to a zip code or to a bureaucratic, nightmare. President Trump has also signaled overwhelming support for measures like those proposed by the Tennessee governor. Calling school choice, Trump said, the civil rights issue of our generation. Tennessee House and Senate committees have both passed the school choice measures out of committee, but the debate on the floor is still set to be dicey. I mean, have they heard the cries of their constituents? Have they seen the movement around the nation? Do they know that the time is right now? School choice for Tennessee, why would they not? And then there's Alabama. Right now, the Alabama legislature is in that very same position. The Alabama House and the Senate, they go into regular session next week, and there's already talk about whether the rarefied air in the state house is going to be consumed with gambling once again. Gambling bills. They just seem to reward bad actors and lawbreakers who've been flaunting our laws and corrupting our politics for decades. Meanwhile, the easy layup bills, the things that people really want, like the What is a Woman Act, to declare Alabama a state that only recognizes actual biological sex, or the bill that keeps porn filters in place to protect children. Somehow things like that still remain debatable? Have they read the room? Do they see the national mandate for restoration of values? Are they aware of the strength of their position? The Republican supermajority in Alabama could get anything passed if they wanted to. Lower your taxes? Done. Protect children? Done. Streamline government? Done. Alabama restore illegal immigration laws to the forefront of the state code? Done. You got to look at the moment we're in, y'all, and realize there may never be another time like this one as strong as a movement for conservatives to take action, to actually walk in the authority that they've been granted. So, Alabama legislature, why would you not? And all these things taken from state legislative perspectives, what would the public think? I mean, what will the public who voted in these Republican supermajorities think when they see major steamrolls of state-level conservative legislation actually getting passed? I'll tell you what they'll think. They'll know you care. They will see that when they cried out, the legislature actually listened. So here's an idea. Tennessee, Alabama, Florida. Do something meaningful. Take advantage of the opportunity, the mandate you've been given. The national sentiment is in your favor. The wind is at your back. Don't do something hollow. Tell them all. Tell the people of your state that they will be protected as long as you're in office. And you'll be a conservative warrior. It's a no-lose situation. Why would they not? And that's a wrap for The Right Side Way.